Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The Scholar Report with CEO Chris Riegel of Scholar.com, a global technology firm using digital signage to transform the retail space worldwide on the occupied continents. Chris, a very good day to you. I go to a summary from Bloomberg most recently. Richard Abbey is the author. The latest economic data out of China aren't looking good. Factory activity contracted for a fourth straight month. Home sales data showed that a slump in residential properties continues. Manufacturing is showing weakness. The Manufacturing Purchasing Managers Index flashed warning signs. Economic headwinds present a tough hurdle for investors betting on a sustainable recovery for equities. And the absence of a voracious, ever-growing China contributes to jitters on Wall Street. Are there any bumps in that summary of China that maybe there's a glimmer of hope? Has anything reversed since we talked last week before Labor Day? Good day to you, Chris.
Good day, John. I think it's safe to say that Mr. Xi faces substantial headwinds both internally and externally. Externally, because the global economy is in recession for 2+ years, the orders to Mr. Xi's factories are down and low, and there's very little he can do to change that trajectory. Internally, with the property crash, with the fundamental challenges of the Chinese economy still not picking up as a consumer economy, but being dependent on exports, he's facing that double-edged sword, and so far there's still no light at the end of that tunnel.
Over these last days, there were some clever headline writers across the board. I think this one was Foreign Affairs. It could have been anywhere. Using the term of derision that it was invented, I believe, for San Francisco, using it on China, a doom loop. The way out is the way down. Do we have any reason to believe that that's exaggerated, that China's just going through a bad recession and it'll come out of it? Is it doing the right things to come out, getting rid of the losers?
Not yet. The extend and pretend that's happening at the Chinese banks is legend in terms of all the bad debt that is there in China, and trying to find a way to resolve that, there's still no clear path to do that. Watch within the Chinese propaganda press more and more points to try to fix the economy by having to devalue the currency. That's the quote-unquote nuclear option. And right now, Mr. Xi is running out of options. So if you start to see a move towards the devaluation of the yuan, then you might see orders restarting, you might see the economy restarting, but it will take a huge toll on the domestic population.
Artificial intelligence requiring faster and faster and more difficult to manufacture microchips. We were told some weeks ago that Huawei was successful, or is being successful, in reproducing something on the order of NVIDIA's genius. However, there was some hesitation about it. I mention only this not to talk about Huawei, but to talk about AI. Is this a marketing thing, or is it real? I've had mixed opinions in the newspapers, but people I've talked to say that it's real and it's being used in banking, for example. Do you see it being used, or is it still something shiny that people want in their pockets, but they don't know how to use it?
So, John, after having been in tech now for 30+ years, there is certainly a tremendous amount of hype around AI, as there have been hype on prior cycles, whether it be IoT, whether it be mobility, whether it be the internet. But AI is truly transformational. There are certainly very, very many great applications for AI. It will work its way into the workforce, but it will always take longer. It will always be more expensive, and the payoff to that will be an extended payoff as opposed to an immediate transformation of businesses or society. But there is true value and true change that can be brought about by AI.
we're told how much money Meta or Microsoft or the other providers are pouring into NVIDIA, for example, just as part of the supply chain, NVIDIA. Do you see similar talk in all the other, of what you'd have to say, non-glamorous silos, the ones that AI doesn't immediately come to mind when you look at serving food or boxing up goods, but AI will be useful? Are they pouring money into it?
Not yet. You do see in parts of the hospitality and restaurant industries tests with AI for voice ordering, for order prediction and other, but they're still very early stage. It's still very difficult for AI to make you that grand slam at Denny's in the morning. That being said, can AI give you insight on staffing, on order flow or other? Yes, quite valuable. But at the end of the day, AI will be most advantageous in areas such as financial services, legal or other, where the analysis of a large body of work can help drive new predictive outcomes or take over very utilitarian work that's being done today by a human.
I use Anthropic's Claude as a copy editor. And unless I am straightforward to Claude, he always wants to come up with a summary of what I've done and make odd remarks about it. Have you run up against this, Chris, that it wants to talk back if you let it?
There are certainly still ghosts in the proverbial machines where AI as a tool still needs some human moderation in many, many cases to ensure that what it can be factually correct with is politically correct or is culturally correct to the reader or to the user of the system.
The word recession is back. I don't think it's being loud. It's being bandied loud the way it was earlier this year, but it is back, and there's a big jobs number coming. There's always a big jobs number beginning of every month, but the market's been acting hesitant. That's one word for it. And there are signs that a recession is somewhere. You have said globally we've been in a recession. The Federal Reserve says that it is going to lower rates. This talk of recession right now, it's about jobs. And you, for some week, have been talking about layoffs in tech. Is that trend spreading to non-tech, to other parts of the economy that you see?
But John, I'm seeing it across the customer base. In tech, in retail, in hospitality and services, many of the companies of scale in the United States and globally are starting to trim workforces in anticipation of what's next. I think that what's next will be defined in part by the election results coming up in November, but it's safe to say that business hates uncertainty and hates a vacuum. So directionally, businesses are getting ready to be able to adjust either way, depending on what the future holds.
The puzzle about the recession or not a recession is that it is often healthy to take a recession because you've mispriced or workers have been mispriced in the marketplace. And there needs to be dramatic adjustment. Is that the way your business sees recession? It'll clean out the weak and give license to the stronger.
Completely, recessions are necessary things in any capitalist society because markets get overheated, too much capital at times chases too many dumb ideas, and there has to be level set. The challenge is in the Western world, not only the U.S. economy, but Canada, U.K., France, Germany, etc., governments have tried to avoid the political pain of the recession and have stepped in to mask this recession cycle by immense government spending. That simply delays and increases the pain when that day comes. The question is how long they can continue to print money to be able to issue debt and how long they can push it into the next administration's problem set and out of theirs.
For people with jobs now, we've talked about this for at least 2 years, maybe more. The question of the balance between employee and employer, is that continuing to change for the employer side? In other words, you can say what you want. You don't have to hire the first thing or the fifth thing that comes through the door. Is that moving or is it stabilizing now? It's a relationship that we recognize, or is it leaning one way surprisingly?
John, I'd kind of bifurcated into two areas. In the higher end of the jobs market, the power is absolutely with the employers. There have been so many layoffs in many sectors like tech in the last year, 2 year and a half, that for in pandemic, you would post a job and get one or two resumes that were unqualified. Today, you post for a job, you get 600, and 450 or 500 are qualified. So at the high end, it's very much towards the employer side. At the low end, there are still challenges with the workforce in many cases because there's still so many people that are out of the workforce, are not working, who are dropping out of society. Now in males between, say, 20 and 35, it's roughly 20%, but they're just people that are not engaging in that workforce. So that still makes labor at the low end a challenge.
And so what we have right now are conditions that could go into recession or not. Is that, are we in a gray zone here, Chris?
I would say we're clearly in recession, have been in recession for 2 years, only masked by government spending. The question is how long that government spending can hold out to continue to try to print positive numbers.
Yes, and we do have an election, as you mentioned. Chris Riegel, the CEO of Scala.com, a global technology firm, transforming the retail space with digital signage on all the occupied continents. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.